Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'll tell you how the New World Order gets a lot of its work done. It comes out with a plan that sounds like it's for the good of the people and to keep us all safe. And then good, decent people who haven't researched the facts but are psychologically lazy and cowardly just decide to go along with it and not ask questions. And now we're here at the point of a hyper-police state where the scaffolding of control greater than 1984 has been built around us. And we're talking to Rhonda in Missouri, then we'll go to Mike, Don, Jim, and others, and then back into the news. Go ahead, Rhonda, finish up what you were saying.
Well, Alex, and then I asked him, I said, okay, well, yeah, I understand all the, you know, security, and we got to make sure the kids get back to the right parents and stuff. I said, do you foresee any reason why the children would leave the city? He said, oh, no, I wouldn't think of anything like that. And I said, you said you're going to get the children, you know, it's your responsibility to get the children together and then hand that responsibility over to somebody else. Who is that that you're handing that responsibility over to? He said, I would never let these kids go. I said, what would you do if you was confronted with an M16 in your face? Or the person you handed the children over to said, okay, now we're leaving the city. I said, we have industrialized child kidnapping going on all over, not only this country, but this world. We have Dying Corps. We've seen what happens when refugee camps are set up and Dying Corps comes in and steals children.
Well, for those that don't know, all over the country, in thousands of cases, we've got these articles posted on the site, they do these drills where the Army pulls up, they load the kids on buses, and they ship them off to a, quote, FEMA center, and all over the country, they put fences up, tell the parents, you got to have ID cards, you got to get your kids from outside the fence, they've got the ID badges, the thumb scanning to get the lunches, the cameras in the classrooms and bathrooms. So this is happening all over. Basically, did you lay that out for the superintendent?
I did, and he was very, very receptive. I said, you know, the one thing we've learned from our history is we haven't learned from our history. I said, Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein aren't taking our rights away. I asked him if he'd be willing. he had the guy in charge. He said, we're going to be running some drills. He said, you're welcome to come watch. And then he put me in the, the guy in charge of this program call me, and he's going to put me on the committee. And I give him background. I have background law enforcement. And so that's what we need to do is we need to get in there. We need to educate our local people. So if FEMA comes down and says we're taking our children, we got a backup plan. And
well, that's what Sid Casperson in New Jersey, the FEMA guy, said. And, again, in the name of security, I mean, I've had the city councilwoman from Denver saying, oh, yeah, we're going to put you in the sports stadiums. I mean, this is what they're setting up. And we've got to inform people.
Can't be afraid to say the truth. You know, we can't be afraid to gloss over it anymore. When the security guy that runs that part of the program called me back, and I was asking him questions, and he said I could come in and take a look at the thing, and then he said, do you mind if I ask why you're interested? And I told him about the plans if we go into a red alert. I told him about Dying Corps kidnapping children. I said, look at Florida down there. I said, they got thousands missing in the CPS system. I said, he's the one that said, I'll put you on the committee.
Well, good. And that, excellent. Wonderful, Rhonda.
What I want to know is, what do you have any points that stand out that I could bring to their attention?
I would go to the website and print off a Washington Post, an AP article, the Gannett News Service, which said Casperson. I would get these articles, put a 20-page packet together, and go, we need local control over emergency programs. We don't want to turn our schools into prisons. This is the federal plan. Let's keep this local. And I think by educating people, you would have made your area safe.
I think so, too. And I'm very proud of our community. We just turned down franchise trash service, 88%. And that just goes to show, Thomas Paine said, when most people have the truth, most people make the right decision.
That's it. Thanks for the call. All right, we'll come back. I'm going to hit a few news items we haven't gotten to yet, then I'll get to all the others that are holding. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They're some of the best websites out there. If you haven't checked them out lately, you need to.
Hey, boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com, we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is. And the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Again, my friends, it's Open Line Friday. Wide open phones at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Let me go through some news, and we'll go back to your calls, then back into news. I'm going to recap some of the top stories as well. As Lord Bush's real military records come out, and he's caught in, yet again, massive total lies. Former Iraq ambassador sees decades-long U.S. military presence. This is from Congress Daily. Retired Army Lieutenant General Jay Garner, the former interim administrator of post-conflict reconstruction efforts in Iraq, said Thursday that a U.S. military presence in Iraq could last the next few decades. Oh, a few decades, but questioned the mix of forces already there and current plans to reconfigure the armed forces as a whole. Echoing concerns raised by lawmakers at this week's defense budget hearings, Garner said in an interview with the National Journal Group, reporters and editors, that the size of the Army and Marine Corps should be increased by enlarging the infantry or ground forces. You'll have to have a draft to do that. And he warned that the current strain on National Guard and reserve forces deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan could cripple efforts to retain experienced soldiers. By the way, they have a little-known clause in the contract you sign, where you may be signing up for 3 years, 5 years, 8 years. They can just keep you in there, and tens of thousands of troops are being held, and so we already really have a draft. Continuing, I was wrong on Iraq, Fox pundit O'Reilly has admitted again. It says a right-wing American television presenter, he's not right-wing, folks, I guess Stalin is then, who outspokenly supported the Iraq war, has backtracked on his views. The Fox News channel, Bill O'Reilly, told viewers he was now skeptical about the U.S. president's claim that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. I was wrong, said O'Reilly, adding that all Americans should be concerned that no such weapons have been found. Now, I said before the war, we go in, we're the bad cops, we bulldoze their fields and kill a bunch of people, a bunch of our troops get killed. The world demonizes us when the same international banks that own Europe own us. Then the UN comes in as the good cop, we're the bad cop, and the neocons then turn on Bush and, oh, it's all Bush, he did it. That's like blaming some low-level street thug in a mafia organization instead of going after the capos and the Don. But again, people think Bush is the end-all, be-all. Why? He runs things. President George W. Bush led the U.S. to war, claiming its arsenal of illegal weapons posed a threat. However, since the war, successive teams of investigators have been unable to find any evidence that Iraq possessed these weapons of mass destruction. There's another reason that Rush Limbaugh and Hannity won't do it. He's such a little lapdog. O'Reilly are having to do this. They'll come in and say, yeah, Bush is the biggest government president we've ever had. Yeah, he is for open borders. Oh, but it's just politics, and darn, he's doing it. But, you know, we can't vote for Kerry. And, yeah, they might have been wrong about the weapons and Mile lied, but, you know, Saddam's bad. And they're having to do this because their listeners are very angry. You know, Bush coming out a few weeks ago and Blair saying we never said there were weapons of mass destruction. Well, I mean, even the dumbed-down public remembers that they did. And I was bowled over when Tony Blair said, the Hutton inquiry has cleared me. I never misled you. Apologize to me. I mean, it's like you catch somebody walking out of your house with your television set and your wife's jewelry, and the police come and arrest them, and as they're being driven away, they go, I didn't do it. You better apologize. So it's very, very serious, folks. And this is all part of discrediting America. I said at a certain level, 9/11 has been allowed to come out publicly because we are meant to be demonized. The world is meant to believe that the U.S. government carried out 9/11 and that OC, the UN, and the EU are good, when in reality it's a group above our government, above the EU, the globalist agents in our governments that did this. So if we just think that George Bush, you know, engineered this, I mean, he is evil, he is a Satanist, he is a socialist, he is a corrupt government pimp, but he's a front man. I mean, you know, he takes two or three naps a day and practices on a teleprompter dozens and dozens of times for weeks before he gives a speech, and I mean, he's the biggest puppet we've ever had, but so was Bill Clinton. This is really sickening. Judge dismisses suit about voting receipts. Remember that a member of Congress, actually several members of Congress, had brought forward suits saying, wait a minute, you've got electronic voting machines with wireless internet connections and back doors built into them that anybody could hack, much less the companies themselves, many of which are run by the CIA publicly. That's always a key term, publicly. This is all public. You've got to have a receipt for this. You've got to have a paper ballot that's printed out and stored. It's easy to do. Hook it up to a printer with a coded number. Do it. League of Women Voters, which is a fraud organization, again, meant to protect the vote. They've been caught many times stealing the votes the good old-fashioned way. They come out and say, no, no paper receipt. You get a receipt at the grocery store or the ATM, but not with these machines. So a congressman's lawsuit seeking to require electronic voting machines to produce a paper trail was dismissed Wednesday when a Palm Beach County judge ruled he did not have the standing to sue. And again, that's the liberal Palm Beach notice. You're starting to get this? See, Republicans and Democrats are all for this. U.S. Representative Robert Wexler, Democrat Boca Raton, filed the lawsuit against Florida Secretary of State Glenda E. Hood and Palm Beach County Supervisor of Elections, Theresa Lepore, claiming the use of machines that do not produce paper duplicates of the votes cast violates voters' rights. Without the paper trail, a manual recount is impossible, Wexler argued, and that's true. But Circuit Judge Karen Miller ruled Wexler did not have the standing to file the suit, and that his suit did not prove he had been hurt, either as a citizen or as a public official, by the voting system complaints. Oh, isn't that nice? Would be better addressed through legislative remedies. Wexler said the judge's order seems to ease Florida voters' ability to challenge the system. I see this judge as dismissing Florida voters and their rights, he said. And their voter rights, he said. Oh, boy, this is very serious. And the Secretary of State said that she was very pleased with the court's decision. We had never had any doubt with the high level of confidence in the equipment. So we'll just trust you, huh? We've just had, what, 5 big universities, multiple scientific firms, engineers quit and go public, felons running the company, CIA meetings, up in Nebraska, Chuck Hagel owns his voting machine company that he votes on, that everybody votes on. Down here in Austin, Texas, the guy running for Congress, Daddy, is the chairman of the board of Clear Channel, who owns the voting machines they put in Austin. Just, Clear Channel, we tell you to vote for a neocon, and we own the voting machines. Ha-ha! Sharon to ask Bush for $2 billion for disengagement fence. That's doublespeak. The Prime Minister's office claims U.S. demands for changes in the separation fence route means the NIS $1.5 billion will be wasted. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon will ask U.S. President George W. Bush for $2 billion in aid next week to influence the evacuation of settlements in the Gaza Strip. Dollar tumbles on widening trade deficit. The dollar has been devalued by 40%+. I tell people this on the street, and they go, what's that mean? 10 years ago, people knew what that meant. You know the jokes about the Mexican peso? We're rapidly reaching their value. You know the jokes about the Russian ruble? And I'm not trying to be elitist or condescending or sardonic here. It scares me that business people don't know what it means to have a weak dollar. The dollar weakened broadly on Friday, hitting a one-month low against the euro after data showed the U.S. trade deficit widened more than expected in December. Now, we're at an 11-year low, but I guess they mean, what does a month low mean? That's weird. And this is Reuters. The trade deficit grew nearly 11% in December. Man, whoa. That's quite a surge. I thought you said a weakening dollar would be good for the trade, Bush. I'm sorry. Oh, he now says shipping jobs overseas is good. I read his Economic Commission's quotes yesterday. The trade deficit grew nearly 11% in December to $42.48 billion, more than a median analyst forecast for $40 billion. That's just the growth, folks. 11%, so I guess 89%. Wow. The news prompted a sell-off in dollar as investors realized the greenback may have to fall further to help shrink the deficit. So you understand they're now, it's caused it to surge, and they say it needs to fall further. The data are suggesting the decline we've seen in the dollar over the last couple of years is not having an impact, said Gary Thayer, chief economist at A.G. Edwards and Sons in St. Louis. It suggests the dollar may need to still fall to help narrow the trade deficit. It's like his legs cut off. He's bleeding to death. Hurry, cut off his arms. A weakening dollar encourages exports. No, it doesn't. Not when you don't have any industry. As it makes overseas prices for U.S. goods cheaper while discouraging U.S. purchases of more expensive imported goods. Folks, when you got slave camps, slave labor, no workers' comp, no regulations in China, in India, in Mexico, there's nothing we can do to compete. You understand? Nothing but tariffs. Massive ones. Oh, boy. The concept hit home this week after Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan dismissed concerns about the dollar's weakness, saying it should help narrow the gaping current account deficit, which is exploding at record levels after they devalued the dollar. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us. We'll take more calls, cover more news.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
For the last 60 years, the United States has had the world reserve currency status. It was a fiat currency, but they used the power of America to back up the dollar. And now the dollar trails behind every industrialized nation, and there are even quite a few third world countries that have more valuable currencies than we do. And the Federal Reserve says it needs to drop some more. This is a huge hidden tax. Let's say you had $100,000 in the bank. It's been devalued by 43.5%. And people who have a lot more money than I do don't even know what this means. I talk to them. It's almost like we're engineered to not face facts. And this is inflation for America to buy goods. But it doesn't matter because the layoffs are intensifying, the company's moving overseas, is proliferating, and then they tell us, oh, we need the dollar to drop more. This is going to be real good. I mean, yeah, we had a whole bunch of factories 30 years ago. If we had a weak dollar, it would cause more manufacturing, yes, more sales, but not when it's gone. Just, I don't know how to explain this to people. I mean, if you can't figure it out, I know most of you know more about this than I do. I just cannot believe that a lot of people don't know what this means. Let's talk to, who's up next here? Mike in Pennsylvania. Mike, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Yes, I had that same conversation with my family, and they just told me the dollar's not down here, whatever that means. But, so that peak oil stuff, that's bull.
Total fraud, total scam, funded by the UN covertly, so the oil companies can grab all the oil, restrict output, jack up prices. It's artificial scarcity, just like with the diamonds, just like with the other commodities.
Yeah, it sounds very UN-ish when I was hearing on that on the internet. Another question. If Bill O'Reilly's conservative, you're a real socialist. I mean, this doublespeak is crazy that's going on. Everyone here up in Philadelphia.
I have seen Bill O'Reilly out of his own mouth say that we should ban SUVs or tax them. How is that conservative?
Not at all. Not at all. But, yeah, the only answer to this problem is big tariffs, like you were saying.
Tariffs built this country.
No doubt.
And then the bankers blew the stock market out and blamed it on the protectionists that built this country.
Yes, but now everyone up here, I don't have as much faith as you, Alex. Everyone up here is letting the TV run their lives.
Well, look, sir.
My mom's gone.
Sir, if you got 1 million people in jail cells and there's 1,000 people who aren't, who's got the power? These people are in their own self-imposed jail cells. They're on the bleachers. They're not in the game. What counts is who is on the field, my friend.
Oh, yeah, but it's over up here, I think, in these big cities up here in the Northeast.
Well, I mean, I got to tell you, the East Coast has got a lot of good people in it, but...
no doubt, but they're all... Most of them are clueless or don't want to be turned on to this.
The globalists have had their program in longer there. They've dumbed people down more.
I'm a total product of the New World Order. I'm going to drop dead from their vaccinations one day, I know. I'm lucky my dad taught me how to go into the Army, but my mom was pro for it. But he knew what it was going to do to me because he knew what they did to him.
I appreciate your call, sir.
Thank you.
You bet. And again, I'm not against the military. I'm against what they've done with it and how they use the troops and the horrible things they do to them. And if you don't know about that, again, I don't know what planet you're from. Don, where are you calling us from?
Calling from Georgia.
Good to talk to you, Don.
Yeah, I've called y'all a couple times before and have listened to you for better than 10 years now. And after Ron and Ann called, I said, well, I'm going to call. Ann had four boys that she homeschools, and I have four girls. And I'm the one that called about a year ago with the drug squad came on my farm with the skull and crossbones on. Are you there?
I remember that story, yes.
Right. Well, now they're not flying those on their front tags anymore, and since then I've stayed in touch with them, and I've given them your tape. The funny thing is they couldn't accept the tape when they came out here on official business. But when I went by and saw them later at the store, you know, in their off-duty hours, they could accept your tape. But I got over that hurdle, and last week DFAX came on. Supposedly, you know, someone's doing a lot of calls, and they can't tell me all that they're investigating me for. But
And what's DFAX?
Oh, Department of Children and Family Services.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, we'll talk about it when we get back. The new Soviet Union, where you get your government agent visits. You know, we got weirdos living on a farm with their children. Man, they're not living in a compact city snorting cocaine. We better do something.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did. We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
On this radio show, on my local TV show, I have shown people the University of Texas Calhoun Reader, the desk reference for those going to school to be social workers. And it says, the family is bad, it's a disease. They use these words. The age of the state is good. The age of the family is barbarism. That's a quote. And these are nutcases in many cases. And they don't go after people who are really in trouble. You know, that would be a criminal matter with the police. They really target homeschoolers and Christians, and then they get federal funding to do this. It's to break the family up. It's like the Soviet Union. Hitler did the same thing. Don, I remember last year you said the SWAT team came in, looked for drugs.
Yes, sir. And they found nothing. And so then this year, I guess it's defects. But like I said, when they came to my house, I talked to them and I was civil to them. And in the meantime, the last year, I didn't just forget about it. You know, I met them on the streets and talked to them and gave out your tapes and everything.
Okay, let me stop you for those that just joined us. You've educated the police. You've gotten involved. Now, suddenly, where's the closest house near you?
You can't see a house from me. You can. I live on 70 acres in the middle of it.
Okay, and then suddenly, CPS shows up. Describe what happened.
They came onto my house, and they had numerous phone reports, and all of them were bogus. My children have a four-wheeler, and they ride it, but they ride it safely, and they don't go on other people's property. You know, and I don't know if it's a neighbor, because we've got an attitude in the United States that either there's nothing we can do, or, you know, we're jealous because someone else has a little more than we do. And instead of banding together...
Yeah, well, I've heard Georgia's real bad about this. People love to tattle, especially. I've heard a lot of reports out of Georgia. So they say you're not... You didn't let him in your house, did you?
Well, no, sir. No. But what I did was I let him talk to the girls, and because we were all out, happened to be feeding the animals. And they wanted me to... One of the complaints, supposedly, was I had too much traffic at my home. So they wanted to stop the traffic.
So CPS now... is concerned about 70 acres, you've got too much traffic.
Exactly.
So why don't you call a traffic cop then?
Well, you know, and one of the things was that my children had destroyed private property. And I said, well, why isn't the sheriff coming out here? Well, the bottom line is because I wouldn't sign anything. It could have all been over if I would have just signed to agree to let them, you know, investigate me.
No, that's not true.
Absolutely.
That's not true. That
right.
is not true.
Right. I didn't sign anything, so I'm automatically pigeonholed into uncooperative caregiver, and now it's going to be a mandatory 90-day investigation. And so I went and hired an attorney because the children had to go to CPS and have an interview because the sheriff came out to my house and said if they weren't there within 24 hours that CPS was going to start proceedings to have them removed from the home.
Okay, you need to go to the city council. You need to sue these people. You need to call the media, make a big stink out of this. You need to sue them.
Well, see, that's what I was thinking. I've got an attorney for my children.
They come out and say your kids are riding a four-wheeler, and the police didn't come, but then suddenly the police do show up. And
with a message from DFACS that if my children aren't... And see, when they had to be there, it would have been Friday evening. And so I just left the farm, and I went to stay with a friend, and I thought, you know, I'm not going to take my children up there Friday evening and just let them get lost for the weekend. My attorney was out of town, so in the meantime, I contacted the police department.
Well, look, it's simple. This is incredible. Go ahead.
It is. And see, people sit back, and we do just like we did in Germany, and huddle behind our windows and doors and hope they're not coming after us. Look, they're coming after us. Every single day.
And so where is it now? From them saying somebody's riding a four-wheeler on your 70 acres, it's now to you didn't sign our papers. Again, that's the Soviet Union.
Absolutely.
You didn't sign our papers saying we can do this, so now we're going to do it anyway.
You're an uncooperative caregiver, and your children, who are not your children, I was informed that my children are the state's children. It's their responsibility to take care of them, not me. And I had the food stamp fraud out here. Supposedly I'm selling my food stamps for drugs. I don't get food stamps.
Well, ma'am, the reason you've had these problems is, ma'am, is the economy. Because you're in the system, they publicly have the computer database. MSNBC just reported, they just released a bunch of it out on the public websites. And these bureaucrats are sitting around. They've got to have so many cases or they don't get any funding. Oh, let me finish. And so because you're in their system, you were on the computer, and so they're doing this to you and everyone else. Did you know that if your children are in Head Start, oh, it's just a program
Absolutely.
For them?
Absolutely. No, they're going to have DFACS workers come to your home, and I tell people don't put your children in school, don't put your children in Head Start, don't give your children vaccinations.
And don't take their food stamps because...
Oh, no, I never got them. See, they had two investigators come out here.
Oh, you never even got them.
And I never even got them.
You never even got food stamps.
No.
Oh, okay.
And I said, who am I? And they told me, and I said, yes, sir. And I said, and you're investigating me for? And they said, for selling your food stamps for drugs. And I said, well, I don't get your food stamps. I don't get any of your handout government programs. See, this new thing that DFACS has got is targeted case management. And if I had Medicaid, they could bill Medicaid. Well, I don't have Medicaid either. You know, I my children are healthy, and when I have to go see a doctor, I'm responsible for
okay,
their bill.
Ma'am, where is it now?
It's now that I've got an appointment next week to see my personal attorney, and that's what I'm going to do is I want to see
it. Yeah, but I mean, look, they just show up and say, show up.
Yes, sir.
They're
yes,
not
sir.
Judges. They're not juries. They just have a cop come out and tell you to do it.
Yes, and see, here's something else. They will not give me anything in writing. so that I can defend
ma'am,
the charges.
Ma'am, this is all color of law. You need to get involved. You need to call the
absolutely.
You need to call the homeschool legal defense group. You need to get in touch with those folks immediately. You are in a lot of danger. And, again, I mean, they don't care about you. They're sociopaths. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, and God bless you and all your work.
You bet. Just keep me abreast of the situation as it develops. I've seen stuff 100 times worse, but it's all color of law, folks. It's just sign here. Sign your kids over to us. Well, no. Well, you're nuts. We're going to take them now. You wouldn't sign here. That's the Soviet Union. That's not America. Oh, man, we're in trouble. God help us. Let's talk to Jim in Michigan. Jim, go ahead.
Yes, hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
The reason I called, you were mentioning a little while ago, you wish you know of better ways to get the message out. I was listening, and I know how passionate you are, and I know how angry you can get. And I think that sometimes it's not so self-serving to your cause. And I mention that because I listened to your interview with Ali North and a couple other interviews, too, where you have somebody that you know is on the opposite side of the truth or your viewpoint. And I think you get so emotional sometimes and so passionate that you end up... I think you end up losing the fight because emotion takes over, and you're...
Well, I mean, certainly I'm not perfect, but I didn't lose the argument with Ann Coulter or Ollie North. We have the facts, and I got Ollie North to admit that the depleted uranium is bad for the troops. That's a big deal right there.
Right. I guess it's more the approach. Let's say if I was to take just that tape of that show and play it to somebody who's never been exposed to it before, or let's say doesn't have any information... I don't think they would have a good opinion just because of the emotional level. And, again, I'm trying to be constructive.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. I'm not perfect, but, and this is scary, by the way, this is the biggest patriot radio show in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so, no, I think we should be angry. We should be in their face. And I bring these people on to let them know that we know that they're not real conservatives. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Canada. Robert, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
Yes. No, I just phoned to say, hey, we're supporting you up here and your guys' fight. And up here in Burlington this weekend, actually tomorrow, they're holding a military exercise with the troops going through the streets with unloaded weapons doing urban exercises.
And again, this is admittedly, we have the Pentagon documents. This is to acclimate us to the end of Posse Comitatus and the same thing for your country, to prepare us to be under military rule. And that's not my opinion. That's General Eberhardt, head of NORTHCOM, outgoing head of CENTCOM, Tommy Franks. The next big attack, we set aside the Constitution for a military government. Now, that's what they're saying. And I brought that up to Oliver North, and he just said that's not true. He also said they're not using the Patriot Act to go after non-terrorists. So we posted the news articles and went over them. It was jammed full of information. Anything else, Robert?
I have a few things to tell you. You guys about our Prime Minister up here. What's his name? Paul Martin. If you guys don't know, but he's head of... one of the world's biggest shipping companies, and I think he's on the same page as Bush as regards to the whole New World Order and globalization. And he's in a big heap of hot water up here with some scandals, too, to do with taxpayers' money as well.
A bunch of globalists engaging in mass looting. Thanks for the call. Who's up next, Mark? John, Tennessee, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hannity and Combs had a great quote this week. Alan Combs said, quote, I have a lot of conservative friends. Sean gave me a copy of his book. He dedicated it to Satan, end quote. And Hannity and the guests only hesitated for a second, then they got back to the small talk. without flinching. So maybe that was some kind of Freudian slip about Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove.
I don't know. I'd love to have a video clip of that.
Yeah, I didn't copy it. I was just sitting there enjoying them attacking Bush for being AWOL and deserting the National Guard. So I was, you know, actually enjoying the news for it. Then they just throw that out there out of nowhere. And another good quote would be the White House interrogation where the journalist attacked the spokesman on Bush's record, complaining that all the copies they gave him of his pay stubs were unreadable.
Well, so, yeah, McClellan.
Yeah.
You know, McClellan's daddy's out saying he was LBJ's lawyer and LBJ had Kennedy killed. That's got him real mad. But McClellan's up there, and I did watch a clip of that online. I didn't see the press conference live. And, you know, the press has been given the go-ahead to make this a big issue, and so now they're talking about it. But Bush just releases records which show we're telling the truth, and then he just hopes people don't look at those records. But now people who were at the Alabama Guard said, yeah, we were expecting him to show up, and he never showed up for 2 years.
Well, they're attacking Kerry now all of a sudden for this
and
alleged
by the way,
affair.
They have the hold on. They have the Texas National Guard head guy who said he was told in the late 90s by the Bush governor's office to cover up these documents. Now, I mean, that's got to make these guys really worry. Go ahead.
Well, they're trying to cover their butts with the attack on Kerry for this alleged affair, but they skipped the fact that Bush has had all these affairs and the fact that he's got an arrest also for disorderly conduct and theft, and this is a guy in charge of a $1.5 trillion bank account.
By the way, we already knew that, but now more of the records have come out, and when you read it in the news in the front page, it's, oh, for some college pranks. But, yeah, it was breaking and entering, stealing, drunken driving, automobile accidents.
And narcotics. He was on diversion in Houston at a low-income housing project as probation and parole, and then when that was completed, he was allowed to expunge that narcotics conviction. That may be why he was not at the Guard, because he was having to do community service. And that was in 1974, the same approximate time. And that Michael Moore wrote about that at michaelmoore.com. He wrote about that 2 years ago.
Yeah, but again, Michael Moore makes it all left-wing.
Well, of course, and he backed the Jew, Sir Wesley Clark, Knight of the British Empire, who is a guy who leaked out this week. The registered Republican who leaked out this week about Bush's Kerry's alleged affair. And they're all related and they're all in Skull and Bones, so it's probably all a big dog and pony show anyway.
Thanks for the call. You know, let's go back to more calls. Manuel in Pennsylvania, go ahead, you're on the air. Go ahead, Manuel, you're on the air.
I thank you guys on the network greatly. And Michael Moore, a piece of filth. And the reason I called in was this. We gotta really, really, really continue this activism on this network. We have to greatly appreciate you guys, because I know you guys are definitely in the thick of it, the persecution that you suffer simply for caring about what happens in our country. We all get persecuted together, and you guys especially, in deep in the thick of it. I'm saying, if you get emotional, just the mental fortitude you guys show, simply doing what you do every day is tough. It's unbelievably tough. I'm able to see that now more and more every day. So just keep doing it. And if we get emotional every once in a while, it's okay. It's okay, absolutely. And we're getting emotional about the right things, at least. And we do it intelligently anyway. And we
well,
still
look, we go
debate.
Over the facts on this show.
Exactly.
And, yeah, I did get emotional with North because he would deny
Lightly.
Everything. He would deny stuff out of hand and say, well, you know, that's bad of you to say we had a concentration
and
camp
one last
program.
Thing.
That program was to keep us safe. You know,
we have the right to get upset, number one, and with this cheap imitation of journalism out there, those fake imitation, spineless, soul-lacking mannequin of Americans that we have on radio nowadays. I mean, I got hung up on the other day, and I lost it. I was, that could send you into a whirling depression for a while there. It's okay. We love you guys over there at Genesis, and we're going to continue supporting you. So just keep doing it.
Hey, what do you think about Bush's lies concerning his military record coming out?
Well, you see the barrel roll that he's put himself into, but it's just as you said. They've hung him out to dry. And I'll tell you, one big mistake they did was both admitting they're Skull and Bones. We could easily use that to point out, that's what I tried to do today and got clicked on. I called the radio show to point out that the federal level is hijacked. They're both Skull and Bones, and as you said, they're from the same part of the country.
Yeah,
that's an admitted satanic cult. So look, I tell the guy, that's the military-industrial complex is who's running things, and they run the media. And then he goes, you don't know what the military-industrial complex is and what's a induced corporate war for profit. Go ahead, explain it. So as I try to explain it, and he sees I know what I'm talking about, baited me out and clicked on me instantly and goes ahead and land. But guess what? He will be out tomorrow in public with our mayor, and I'll see him, and I will call him out for being a sorry, cheap imitation of journalism, deplorable job that he's doing, telling us out, and I will ask him. And I'm going to call into his show and ask the veterans out there. We have a lot of veterans here in York. I'm going to ask them, how do you veterans feel out there? We're being censored. We're being censored with this cheap imitation here. We're being called terrorists for opposing the war. Can you believe that? I'll never forget this. Never. When this comes out decades later, I'll remember.
Well, that's what they say and do. Thank you. They have this Orwellian ad for the Austin Police Department going, rapists and murderers are about to get you. We're the heroes. Only we keep you safe, regardless of what others may say. We're not saying the police themselves are bad, but the system's bad, and there are bad cops. And they keep, in the ad, they go, terror in the night, terror, fighting the war on terror. See now, all crime is terror, and oh, we're fighting terror. We've got to take your rights to fight the terror. And you're a terrorist if you don't go along with us.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. All right, folks, we're back live. I'm going to try to jam a few final calls in here. Medical evidence does not support suicide by Dr. David Kelly. The medical evidence shows he was murdered. And this is signed by a bunch of doctors and scientists, experts in trauma, cardiology, anesthesiology, pathology, on and on and on. Loyola will test blood substitute without patient's consent, Chicago Sun-Times. In a rare exception to the way ethical clinical trials are conducted, Loyola University Health System plans to test an experimental blood substitute on patients without their consent. You can read the rest of the article, folks. I mean, it's just getting nuts. They're just setting the precedents. No, you can't have a record of how you voted. No, you can't have any freedom. No, you don't get to have a trial. No, you don't, you know, just U.S. Signals possible use of force over Iran's weapons. This is out of ABC News. Senior American State Department official says Iran is still trying to develop nuclear weapons, and the United States will consider all options to deal with the problem, including the possible use of force. City Council to challenge Patriot Act, Bloomington, Illinois. I got other cities that have thrown it out or are throwing it out. Just a whole bunch of those articles. We're out of time here. Let's take a few final calls. Paul in Ohio, go ahead.
How's it going?
Pretty good, sir.
I want to let you know that my dad's from the former Soviet Union. I talked to you about 2-3 years ago, and they started tapping my phone, you know, real bad. I can tell that there's a little click sound on the phone.
I wonder how the CIA with the 10,000 employees and the NSA with a couple thousand is able to tap all our phones.
I don't know.
They must have unlimited they don't. All they can have is computers with keywords. Then how are people going to go listen to those recordings? We run things. We have the power. It's all a bluff.
Well, I want to tell you what my father told me. He was a general in the Russian military.
Well, then your phones were probably already tapped then. In that case, I believe it.
My father was a general in the former Soviet Union, and Joseph Stalin didn't even put him in the history books because he got embarrassed. Because he defected during World War II. I got a picture of my father in a camp in Germany, in the camp. I got my records. I got my birth certificate, my dad's death certificate. And my dad sat down when I was a kid. I told my dad, America, free country. He looked at me and he shook his head and said, no. And he pulled that. He had a tear in his eyes. He pulled that Social Security card out. And he said that the president from this country during World War II talked to Joseph Stalin. And told him, ain't this a good system here, this Social Security system we have over here in Russia? And what it does, it empowers the government over the people to know where you live at and all this, you know your records, your work records and all that.
Exactly, and harass you and get you in the system, yes.
Right. My father had a tear in his eye, and he said, the American forefathers never intended you to have a number on you like you're a cattle, you know, like you're a farm cattle. You know,
I know we've gone so far down this rat hole. Call me back sometime, Paul. Interesting info. I'd like to hear more. Steve in Illinois, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
Fine. Almost out of time, sir.
All right. I got to make this real quick. I'm a first-time caller, about a 3-year listener. I found you by accident. I think it's by an actual pirate radio station here in south of Chicago, Illinois. I'm glad to get on air with you, and the reason people are talking about your little situation with Ollie North, I believe, is the emotional part they're talking about is you've got so much against him, so much weaponry at your command, that you kind of did lose a little bit of touch with it. But beyond that, I think all the points you made were fantastic, great, and it's, people were kind of... upset at the way that he kind of overrid you with this, maybe I can call it professional radioism, I don't know. But
it's all a bunch of garbage. I mean, the point is we're exposing the New World Order, and it's not about Alex Jones or Ollie North. It's about defending the Republic against enemies foreign and domestic. I'm out of time. Back Monday, 11 to 2. Back tonight, 9 to midnight, Infowars.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. fibers. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.